Hello, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning. John Kyle with Local Splash. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I was just calling to check in. Did you want me to try to process the card at this time, or did you need to wait a little bit? Okay, we can try.
Yep. No, I got a message that said it posted. I mean, on my app, it shows instantly, but I just got a message this morning that said it posted. So
okay.
I think that means it's good to go, so let's try it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll go ahead and try here. So, again, it's going to be cool. 348 month one and then 249 moving forward, starting
cool.
On the third of the month. As I mentioned before, you'll get an invoice right now once I click process payment here. And then we're still rocking and rolling for tomorrow morning, 11 to noon for your intake call, okay?
Yep.
Okay, everything's good to go. No, you're good. So I'll make sure that they try to call right at 11, so that way we can squeeze in as much as we can before you have whatever meeting or, you know, fourth job that you have lined up or something. Like, I'm joking. I know you're busy, man.
Oh, I'm working two jobs simultaneously, literally.
I know you are.
I'm working both jobs. I got rugs going, getting sink cleaned in my garage right now, and I got my laptop. I'm working on my system. So, yeah, it's
let me ask, are you able to work from home? Is that the secret to this all happen? Oh, thank
exactly.
God.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and they tried to make us go back to the office 3 days a week, but then they said, you know, certain situations you can apply for remote. And so I applied to stay full-time remote. The caveat is you don't get any promotions or anything, but I just got an $8,000 raise from them, and not too long ago I got a $20,000 raise. So, I mean, they're paying enough just to survive.
Do you
know,
coding? My brother does coding out of Arizona. I'm just curious. What is your, like, specific role?
I'm a data center solution specialist. So I have a set of customers who have data centers and servers and switches and storage arrays. And all of their data center compute and storage and networking initiatives, I kind of take on those projects and say, okay, you've got some aging hardware here. Do the back-end mathematics to make sure their memory is optimized and the processors match and their licensing is up to date with Microsoft and VMware. And then I put it all together as a solution and sell it to them.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Infrastructure, high-performance computing, regular servers. We do all of it.
Now that makes a lot of sense because, I mean, I was going to say, you didn't sound like my brother who's behind the computer all the time doing, he does, like, troubleshooting, like, on the coding side. And He doesn't have, like, the sales chops, and I was wondering, like, why does this guy sound like such a businessman? That's what I'm saying. You're a businessman full-time. More power to you, brother.
It's funny, man. Yeah, when you guys called, as a salesman, I hang up on them all the time. You know, like, so many people have called me and tried to sell me this and tried to sell me that, and you wouldn't believe. I mean, I know it seems easy to get my sale, but that's just because, one, it was kind of the perfect timing. Like, you hit the perfect timing for it, and then two, the way you guys did it, you know, was just your the way you guys are doing it is proper, and I really appreciate that, you know, and you articulated the story very well.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Salesman to salesman, I'm the same way. I can be sold. It's just that, like, I definitely, I kind of like think about their approach. Like, do I like this approach or not? Am I, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that. I'm thinking about, like, why did they take this route? Why did they do it this way? You know, I know what you mean. Like you're open to a sales pitch if it's a sales pitch that you like. You know what I mean? So
yep.
I get what you're saying.
Exactly,
I get what
man.
You're saying.
Exactly.
Cool.
And I look forward
to
really growing this business with you guys and, you know, in the future. I mean, I saw that you guys had another package, like a platinum package or something. You know, in the future when I'm doing this full time and I just see, oh man, I'm really popping up on the front page of Google and these Facebook ads are doing great and I see the business booming and I can, you know, go get another truck and get another crew going, then I may be interested in, you know, boosting more and working more with you.
I will let you know, like, the only boost I would recommend, just knowing your market and how it does throughout the states, like, I wouldn't say start paying for clicks because you're going to get strong optimization. You don't need to pay for clicks with Google. The only thing is seeing how Facebook works for you and just elevating the level of investment in Facebook. But as far as doing more things, I don't think it's necessarily warranted at this stage. Like, so let's say you were doing remodeling or something like that, where that Google guaranteed is what you're referring to. Google Guaranteed is really valuable for jobs like that where someone is really wanting to make sure the remodeler is like the right man for the job. And don't get me wrong, steam cleaning I'm sure has a lot of skill set, but at the same time, you don't really need that whole $2,000 guarantee that Google Guarantee does that for the remodelers.
100%, man.
So yeah, it's more of just make your Facebook go further.
Is it working better low? You gotta turn it up. Sorry about that.
No worries. You're doing two jobs at once and maintaining your family. I understand. Cool. Well, Kevin, again, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for starting the morning great. You know, always great talking to you. You know my number. You can reach out, even though, again, everyone's going to be calling from the 877 number. You'll know to, you can reach out that way. And, even if you want to shoot me a message and say, hey, John, can you call me back? I'll still get the message if that's what you want to do. Okay?
Oh, sweet. Yeah, cool. Thank you so much, John. I appreciate it. And what was your last name, John?
Kyle, K-Y-L-E. It's kind of like you, where I have more first names than last names.
Right? Yeah, people call me Spencer. They call me.
I know.
Other people call you Kyle and all kinds.
People call me Kyle all the time. I was in the ROTC for the Air Force for a while, and like they're just like, you know, Private Kyle. Like, what's your first name or what's your last name? I'm like, it is Kyle, and they're like, oh, I thought that was your first name. I thought you just had a weird like a name, like the embossing on your uniform. I was like, no, that's just, sorry, I got a lot of first names. Anyway. All right, Kevin. Well, again, anything else, you know where to find us, but again, we'll call you tomorrow, 11 o'clock, most likely 11 o'clock sharp, but I'll push that they call you as soon as they can within that window. Okay.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, John.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Have a great one.
All right. Yes, sir. You too. See ya.
Bye-bye.